Welcome to the World Transformation Movement Centurion Center in South Africa. We are based between Johannesburg and Pretoria. These two cities are in Gauteng, the economic and financial hub of South Africa. My name is Kees Meyboom. My Sotho or Tswane name is Lesiba. For almost 40 years, I have worked in information technology and been a chess coach. I was born in the Netherlands, but raised in South Africa. When I reached retirement age and in good health, I felt that I wanted to do something meaningful in my last shift, so to speak. I started browsing the internet and came across the video The Interview, the website humancondition.com, and the book Freedom. The following claims made caught my attention. This book Freedom will save the world, and this is the holy grail of insight we have sought, and science and religion are finally converging. Also at the back of the Freedom book, Professor Harry Prosen, former president of the Canadian Psychiatric Association and one of the world's leading psychiatrists, had this to say. This book takes humanity from a state of bewilderment about the nature of human behavior and existence to a state of profound understanding of our lives. This understanding of human behavior is so wonderfully relieving, it will drain away all the pain, suffering, confusion, and conflict from the world. This is it, the book that saves the world. Initially, I brushed these claims aside as typical marketing speech, but nonetheless decided to give it a good go. After studying a lot of the material, which is all for free on the website, I was simply blown away. All the claims were properly met, logically explained, and lots of proof provided. It literally gave me all the answers to the many questions about life I still had. Questions like why we see such increasingly high rates of depression, anxiety, suicide, and all the other social ills, despite the world being in a much better place technologically and materially than 200 years ago. And also, why do we as humans carry so many insecurities and guilt? Also, as stated on the cover of Freedom, why do we thinking, rational, immensely clever, supposedly sensible beings behave so ruthlessly, competitively, and selfishly that human life has become all but unbearable and we have nearly destroyed our own planet? Well, just about everything in the book Freedom I found exciting and extremely meaningful. As a direct spin-off from reading and improving my understanding of the Freedom book and accompanying material, I can appreciatively say that I dropped some deep-seated insecurities and guilt feelings myself. I became more empathetic towards fellow human beings, irrespective of political affiliation, religious denomination, race, sex, cultural upbringing, or any other grouping. I became deeply aware of the facades most of us have been keeping ourselves busy with. I became more relaxed about life in general. And it also made dealing with the recent loss of our middle son more bearable. As a South African, it made me feel proud to read about the impact many South Africans have made to this cause that Jeremy Griffiths brought to the world. The likes of Jan Smuts, Olaf Schreiner, Eugene Marais, and especially Lawrence van der Post are mentioned throughout the book. I am deeply grateful that this knowledge and joyful message crossed my desk in my lifetime. This motivated me to open the Centurion Center of the World Transformation Movement so that I can be instrumental in promoting these groundbreaking concepts as much as I can locally. Thank you for listening.